Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things.
Amen.
I woke up the other morning, turned on the news like I always do, and like probably many of you, was shocked to see one of the icons of Christian architecture burning. The first thing I thought of was, shoot, we were going to go there this summer. My whole life I've been waiting to go to Paris. Finally going to go, actually in September. And then my second thought was, how foolish. So I watched a little longer. And they talked to a French priest who was standing on a corner near where the church was burning, where the cathedral was burning. And they said, you know, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it just me? How do you feel about this? And he said, this is not the church. Even if this was to burn down to the ground, it is not the church. God's people are the church. Now, we've heard that over and over again throughout the world. The church is not a building. You know, the old Jay Beach song for those of you who are ancient and went to camp. We know it in our hearts, but when we see something like this happen, we cannot help but be affected. And I thought, why am I so upset about this? Why does this make a difference? I'm not even Catholic. I mean, actually, we joked. I said, I wonder if it was a Lutheran worker. It's because it's a sign of how love continues to erode in the world. How hate and intolerance, individuality, evil continue to take hold despite what our Lord and Savior says this night to his disciples. I give you a new commandment, all of you. It's not like the old commandment. It's not like the old law. It is something new, and that command is simply this: that you love one another. It will take Paul to tell us how to do that. It will take centuries for us to try and figure out what we're supposed to do, and more centuries to figure out how we don't want to do it and how we can get around it. But the simple command remains that we love one another. And that commandment remains even when we are most hard pressed. It's easy to love when things are going well. It's easy to love people who are, well, lovable. Years ago, Columbine, Dylann Roof, the burning of Baptist churches, which went largely unnoticed in the South just a few weeks ago. How do we love the people who perpetrated that evil? How do we love those who will not only disagree with us, but violently live out their disagreement? Not because, you know, they've burned a building or they've destroyed an icon that literally hundreds and hundreds of history, years of history, go up into smoke. It's not that. How do we love when the world so often seems not to want it? That's the hard question. Even Peter, on that night when they gathered around for the Passover meal, cannot accept Jesus' love. He says, you're not washing my feet, are you? Because and I know some of you are this way. You don't want people playing with your feet. And neither does Peter, but it's more than just that he's got ticklish feet. It's that he's got a ticklish spirituality. Not my feet. And Jesus says, unless I wash your feet, you have no part of me. Unless you let me love you, you have no part in who and what and how I am. And then Peter, in his typical moment of overkill, says, then wash the whole thing. I love Jesus' simple response. Dude, you've had a shower. It's enough. I don't know how washing one another's feet or remembering this new commandment of Jesus will help change the world, but something better. Something needs to change in us, not only as a Christian people, but as a society, as witnesses to the power of God's love for transformation in the world. Because hate can't win. As we stood up here tonight, I was looking around at all of us standing by the altar and thinking we could not have done this 20 years ago. I could not be the only straight man standing at the altar. Am I right? And I'm so proud, by the way, that for the first time in 12 years you didn't cry when you read that gospel about love, because I'm waiting for you to start crying and I can start feeling it. Well, I'm like, do not cry, Jim! Maybe these words of Jesus and this gathering should make us all weep. Because we see tonight that no matter how many cathedrals burn in Paris or New York, or how many churches burn in the South, or how many times people in this world are determined to tell us that God is not love, we will stand as witnesses. And we will hold up that love for the world, even if the world can't carry it for itself. So come tonight and wash one another's feet and be a sign for the world that Jesus Christ, who goes to the cross for our sake, is here and now and in the world. For we have received a new commandment that we love one another. Amen.